Welcome to the Paint to Power podcast, where we have engaging, informed and interesting conversations on topics including women's health, the menstrual cycle, chronic pain, trauma, the nervous system, relationships and feminism. I'm Lisa Dion. I'm a women's health coach, facilitator and educator, supporting you on your journey of healing, recovery and moving into a place of personal power in your body and in your life. Everyone, and welcome to episode 46 of From Pain to Power, and I hope you're doing well today. Today I would like to introduce you to a new initiative that I have for this podcast, which is that because I support clients in my one-to-one coaching practice, my one-to-one therapeutic coaching practice, particularly for people who are on a journey of healing or recovery from chronic pain, trauma, or they're navigating self-care with their menstrual cycle, or they want to deepen their relationship with their cycle, all of the things that I support my clients with. I also have another side to my business, as a lot of you know, which is that I support professionals. So I have a professional training, which is called the Menstrual Cycle Coaching and Facilitation Professional Training. I'm currently in the second year of that. It's a globally certified course, and it's 6 months, but next year it's actually going to be a little longer. And if you're interested in that, you can head on over to the link in the show notes and add your name to the waiting list for that, to get on the waiting list for more information. But the reason I'm sharing that with you is to let you know that I'm also going to share information and knowledge and wisdom and talk about what it is to have a cyclical business. And I want to share with you, because I know a lot of the people who are listening to this podcast are either training with me to become menstrual cycle coaches or integrate menstrual cycle coaching into your professional practice, or you already have a business or coaching business, or you are a practitioner or a facilitator of sorts, or a therapist, or a teacher, or any kind of person who works with women and people with menstrual cycles, and you're interested in the work that I do and how you can integrate this and upskill in your own work. And so I'd love to, once a month, I'm going to, at the end of the month, my intention, and this is just the first one, so I'm going to see how we get on, but my intention for that is to offer a topic under this title of cyclical business. So it will be looking at the practice of menstrual cycle coaching and different topics that come up in my own communities that I support. I have support groups. We do professional support supervision groups. And then I also have my professional training. And all the different topics that are coming up in those spaces are really, really important to think about when we're growing a cyclical business or a coaching practice, or if we want to do business in a different way, or if we want to do marketing in a different way to the ways that we've been taught or the ways that we're being told to do. So yeah, I'm really excited about this. I think this is going to be a really interesting segment to this podcast, and we might even get in some of my peers, some guest speakers to come on and speak about business and marketing and coaching and facilitation with this sort of more feminist lens, with a more inclusive lens, with a self-care lens, you know, prioritizing our own self-care as being fundamental to, you know, the survival of our business and the sustainability of our business or the work that you're doing. So yeah, there's so many different things that we can talk about under in this theme. So today we're going to start talking about the topic of investing in support, because this came up in one of my process groups in my professional training. So in my professional training, it's a big group, but we also break up into small groups. And the small groups also meet once a month, and we have a lot more time to flesh out the topics and go into more detail with what we're journeying. And one of the topics I came up with one student in particular was this topic of support. And yeah, what came out of that session was to think about the different ways we can lean into support. So one of the reasons why I'm introducing this topic first, and although it might not sound that exciting, you know, like support, you know, I'd rather learn about money or marketing or coaching skills or those kind of exciting things. I really have come to this place in myself personally and professionally where all of these sort of the sexy stuff in business is just not possible if we don't have support in place, or if we're not intending on building our support, our foundations. You know, even if you think about a house, like it has to have foundations. And if we don't have those foundations in our lives and in our work lives, in our professional lives, we're just going to blow over. We're not going to be able to grow something sustainable, something really, really strong. Because at the end of the day, business is hard and it can be quite tough out there. And, you know, it's confusing as well. It can be very confusing navigating the world of business and entrepreneurship and that intersection of like coaching or facilitation or some kind of therapeutic practice, the intersection of that and being a business person. Because at the end of the day, you can be really, really good at helping people, but you might not be great with business skills. And there is an intersection there. And we have to think about how we can grow a business that also supports the practice that we have. And in my work, at least, one of the terms that I use a lot is a trauma-informed business. And that does involve having to think of new ways of making business decisions that are very different to the kind of more mainstream advice that's out there in the world for growing a business, because I'm really thinking about my practice, my professional practice as a coach, as a therapeutic coach, and the integrity of the work and, you know, the well-being of my clients and the duty of care I have to the clients I work with and to the students I support. So there's a lot to navigate. And this is, again, going back to the reason as to why I've decided to offer this as a maybe a monthly episode in my podcast, because there's so much to say, there's so much to explore. I think this is really exciting to start to think about, you know, business in this more feminist way. And so because this is quite new in the world, at least, you know, I don't know of any university degrees that have feminist lenses in their business degrees, but we have to do it with support in mind, okay? Because otherwise it's just too hard. And I guess I never, like, you know, thinking about my personal journey with this, it wasn't ever that I didn't think support wasn't a good thing. It's just that I didn't realize how important it was until I started to lean into supports for myself personally. And I really realized that when Al-Anon was one of the programs that I stepped into way back when I needed that. And obviously, as you know, like lots of therapy and healing and all of the sort of work and support I've invested in personally in my personal journey kind of made me realize, like, wow, I couldn't have done all that recovery work and healing work. And it's ongoing, by the way, I haven't gotten to any kind of end place in that, but I couldn't have done that work by myself. And I'm really grateful for all the people and teachers and, you know, the encounters that I had along the way. And I really take that now very seriously in my business, to lean into supports. And it's taken me a while to kind of figure out what works, what doesn't work. And that's something that I would really encourage you to think about, is to allow yourself to explore, you know, to explore different support options, different ways of receiving, different ways of accessing support for yourself. If you are on a cyclical business journey, whether you're a facilitator or you're learning this stuff, or you're becoming a menstrual cycle coach, or you're just integrating some of these values into your existing work, is to sort of, you know, maybe you could do a little brainstorm as to what options you have for support now, and also what kind of supports you'd like to think about accessing in the future. So, for example, you could be at the very start of this journey and you might not actually have the financial means to invest in long-term support, but maybe you access some kind of free support or something more short-term with the intention of then investing further into more support as you grow and as you build. Another example I have around this is, it's a bit like going to the gym. I can get a little bit annoyed with my dad these days, because I was telling I'm supervising a group of practitioners at the moment who are graduates from my professional training from last year. And we had a chat about this morning in our little community best practice group that I facilitate, about, you know, it's just an ongoing journey. You can't just go to the gym once and expect it to be done, you know? And I think very often we might go to physios and think, oh, they'll fix us in one or two sessions and then we're done. And that's linking back to my dad. My dad has some mobility issues and I'm always wanting him to invest in someone who can, you know, like a coach or someone who can like be there once a week or once every 2 weeks, even just for that co-regulation motivation piece. But I don't think he sees it that way. And I might have to explain it to him a little bit better sometime, but it's not really, that's neither really here nor there. The point is that like, if we want to have a healthy body and, you know, have a relatively healthy diet, it's not just like going to the shops once and going to the gym once. We have to make that a regular thing. It needs to be something that we do regularly. Like meditation is the same thing. You can't just do that once. That's just a practice you commit to. And our commitment will ebb and flow, and that's fine. And we're not going to be perfectionists about this. But this idea of like accepting that support is something that is just a non-negotiable is, I think, one of the best things you can do for yourself personally, and also one of the best things you can do for yourself in any kind of professional capacity. And I think for me, I've really had to learn that the hard way. So, and I know I've shared this a lot before, but I have so many supports. I have my own therapist too. You know, I've been in therapy a lot and I've had different therapists, but at the moment, I don't need any kind of in-depth work. So I go to see her once a month, which is really, really helpful. And sometimes if I am going through a period of difficulty, I will go to see her maybe a little bit more regularly. I have Al-Anon. I have my Al-Anon sponsor. I have my supervisor. I have my coach. I have different kind of more practical supports from people who support me with practical things in my business. And as I'm growing my work myself now, also, I'm now looking forward into, you know, the goals and the things I want to achieve. But I'm also thinking about what can support me to get there, like what other supports can I invest in order to help me navigate that. Okay, so like, for example, this podcast, I was kind of tired of like trying to do everything myself and learn, you know, all these things myself. And I would be someone who's used to teaching myself things, because I remember I used to be very distracted in school in the classroom and I would just go home and like teach myself stuff. So it was the same thing when I got to the place where I wanted to start a podcast. I kind of was a bit tired of that. So I invested in a really good podcasting course here in Dublin, and I attended that for a few months last year, which was a great investment. And I'm really, really glad I did it because it saved me a lot of time and energy of having to like figure it all out by myself. So that's, you know, one small example of why and how it's so important to invest in support. And what I see in a lot of my professional students and, you know, even my clients, there's just always more room for support. And I think a lot of people think that support is like friends. And that's another point I want to make, is that when you're doing business or when you're thinking about support for your professional like career, I would really encourage you to think about like supports that are not friendships, that are in addition to your friendships. Like, and I love my friends, but I don't bring my client cases that I'm struggling with to my friends, or business decisions that I'm struggling with to my friends or family. I might talk about them in chit chat over lunch, you know, when we catch up and that, but I'm not relying on my friends to like coach me through something or help me through something. Like, that's really difficult because they don't know the full context. And also, it wouldn't be reciprocal. It wouldn't be like a reciprocal relationship if I was just like trying to figure all of my business stuff out in my friendship, and it wouldn't be fair on them. It would be a little bit like, you know, dumping on them. So I very intentionally don't do that. And the good thing about that is that then I get to just really enjoy my friendships for what they are. And of course, I talk about other problems. But if I have something I really need support with, I would go to someone who's more equipped and more, you know, that's their job to do that, you know. So, and I just think it's a very humbling thing to do, but it's such, and the reason why I talk about it being an investment is because you are spending your energy, your time, very often your money into support. And like, really, it has allowed me to grow so much. It has allowed me to develop. It has allowed me to receive a lot of benefits in the long term. And I'm so glad now, because now I know that any difficulty that I have in life, whether it be personal or professional, I now know in myself that like I can't do any of those things alone, and that I have to have supports, and that I have like no shame, absolutely no shame in investing in the right supports. And sometimes I might go to people or places where I think I'm going to get the support, and it might not come from that place. And so I might have to tweak and change where I'm leaning into the support from. And that's fine. We're never going to like get it perfect. But just to know that I just really appreciate, and I know in myself, like how important that is. It's such a big value for me just forever going forward. It's just a never ending thing. And I'm so grateful that I like that is a truth for me, that is a truth in my values and how I live. And I feel really safe like going forward, because now I know that like, you know, life can get really hard and business can get really hard and my client cases can get really, you know, challenging. And but I'm not alone, and I'm, you know, and it's going to be fine because I'm supported and I can always lean into more supports. So that's my sell for supports. I've also written down here that it's not just for urgency. So I used to think that like, oh, I'd go to my support people and places, my mentors, only when there was a problem. And now I no longer do that because I found that quite dysregulating. I'd have to like, you know, I'd only rely on something if I really felt like I needed it, or like, you know, it just wasn't really sustainable because it meant that I was left quite stressed actually. And I'd have to wait for that person to become available or whatever. I'd have to book an appointment with somebody and I'd be left waiting with a lot of stress. And now I have like in my diary, like this is when I meet this person, this is when I go to this meeting, this is when I do this, this is when I do that. And they're just in my diary. They're like, you know, it's like taking my shower and brushing my teeth. It's just like a non-negotiable. And sometimes, like last week, I was at my supervisor and I didn't have anything urgent on my list. And I obviously I had like lots of things I wanted to talk to her about on my list, but there wasn't any like quote unquote problem. And that felt really nice because I realized in that session that I was actually quite tired and I kind of just needed to talk and rest and see where it went. And it's just a lovely thing to be able to do, is to not have like something urgent on my list, but still to like have a place to be held and supported, and that it doesn't always have to be like a problem, you know? So that's another thing to think about. And another reason why having supports in particularly for business is so important, and any kind of trauma-informed business, especially if you're really thinking about like anti-oppressive work, which is what I'm learning about and doing a lot more of, is that, you know, acknowledging that we have blind spots, like we all have blind spots. And if you're doing any kind of trauma-informed work, my value and the way I see that is that as me being a flawed human being, I have blind spots, and I have, you know, I have the potential to perpetuate and unconsciously by mistake cause harm, which does happen. But at least I accept that, and I'm humble enough, I think, and willing enough to listen to potential ways that decisions I make or things I do could, you know, be quote unquote a mistake, or could be limiting or potentially harmful. Now, I don't think I necessarily, you know, cause harm, but that's just the language we use in the anti-oppressive trauma-informed world, is that we just want to be really careful with decisions we're making and things we're doing in our work, and, you know, things can happen. So from a business point of view, when it comes to that intersection of your practice and your business, especially if you are wanting to really incorporate those trauma-informed values into your work, you know, just being aware of blind spots, because at the end of the day, you know, we live in a world where business teachings we're taught are actually quite manipulative. And there's a lot of unlearning of something called bro marketing that I, you know, I'm doing, and a lot of people who I'm teaching are doing. And we're learning a new way of doing business and not manipulating our clients. And yeah, like really, really leaning into building businesses and practices that prioritize consent, that prioritize the needs of our clients, that are client-led, that are allowing our clients to make decisions and empowering for them. And yeah, so there's a lot I can say that about that, but really the point I'm trying to make is that when we get support, particularly from someone who is doing this work, someone who is skilled and someone who has the ability to like take that meta view, it can really help help us to see our blind spots. And there's no shame in that. It's all very, and I love that about the support I get, is that these people help me to see things that I don't see, and they're super compassionate about it. And I grow a lot and I learn a lot from that. You know, I also get a lot of skills. I learn new things. And also it's a place for you to bring, you know, your doubts, your fears, your inner critic, decisions. Like if you're especially in the first few years of business and practice and this kind of cyclical business, there's a lot of decisions you have to make. especially if you want to stay really connected to your own creative energy and your own creative like inner source, you have to really, you know, build the skill of tuning in and listening deeply inside while also learning about business. And that then requires you to make decisions to move forward. And decision making can be quite hard, you know, because it means you're committing to something and you're letting other things go. And that can be quite scary. And so if I'm ever making a big business decision about, say, I don't know, a new service I want to sell or a pricing thing or a marketing thing or investing in something, I usually bring those kind of bigger decisions to my supervisor, not to like to get her to tell me what to do, but just to kind of run it by her and to chat it through and to think about, is this in alignment with the values of my work and my business and my practice? You know, let's just talk about this and see where it goes. So that's another thing. And I think to do that is, that is staying in integrity. You know, you're having someone think with you for the future of your business. Yeah. So already there's so many reasons that, you know, you can invest in support. And like I said already, the business world, I have a degree in business and I've taken a lot of different business courses and follow a lot of business advice online. And I do really like it. And I find it really interesting. And I think business is a fantastic way to pursue your own creativity. And I really, I just think it's a great, you know, thing to explore in the world at some point in your life is to have a business or to have a side business. But a lot of the business advice that's out there is not necessarily helpful when it comes to trauma-informed business, menstrual cycle coaching, or, you know, if you're wanting to improve your business skills, if you're a therapist or, you know, you're doing that kind of like helping people type of work, because, you know, it can be, a lot of the marketing can be very salesy and very pushy and sometimes manipulative, unconsciously manipulative, or it can be discriminatory, or there can be this like in sort of victim blaming messaging in the marketing. For example, someone trying to sell you something and then telling you that if you don't invest in it, then you're not interested in like, you know, your health or something like that. Or the marketing itself doesn't acknowledge different types of and different levels of privilege and the social justice lens and the feminist lens and the trauma lens. And so, you know, like, it's not that those things, it's not that the business world is bad, but really we have to take that approach of like, take what you like and leave the rest and filter it through your lens, keep filtering it through your lens. And so that's hard to do by yourself. It's really, really hard to do by yourself. There isn't one book, there isn't one place where you can do that. And, you know, leaning into supports to help you with that is, I think it's a really good thing to do, you know, and you can then be confident that you have a really like a business that's full of integrity and that you're living in integrity with your business when you do that. And yeah, you're creating a like a business, a space for your clients to, you know, build trust with them and to build relationships. And it is a bit of a slower process than a lot of the business advice out there, but I think it's absolutely worth it. So I have here the question, what type of supports then, Lisa? Like, you've sold me this, you know, really important spiel on how important supports are. So what type of supports do you think I should lean into? And really, that's up to you. And that will reveal itself to you. But you could sit down and make a list of ideas and options and maybe try one or two and, you know, try one or two for a few months. And then maybe your intention for the year be that you have a little support, like you have a team. You know, I think sometimes about, what's that like sport called? The racing, like at the Grand Prix where they have pit stops. It's a bit like that. Like you're kind of a car on the road and you need a pit stop with all these people to keep you on the road. Okay. So you might have a sense of who your pit stop people are in your personal life. Like it could be physical, mental health, your doctor, your dentist, those people. And then if you're interested in business, cycle coaching, menstrual cycle coaching, I would maybe if you're really new, you could start off with supports that are free or cheap. So it could be a networking group, or it could be a community group or peers. You could have a listening partner. I know in my professional training, I encourage people to have a listening partner for the duration of the course. And then you might invest in a coach who can help you with this stuff, or you might take a course and to really like shop around for a course that you like the sound of and that aligns with the values of the type of business you want to build. You might then have a supervisor or someone who can help you with client work. You know, so there's just so many different, just to make a list of different ideas and different ways support can come into your life that are different to your friends or your family or your partner. And so the last thing I've written down here is act like a CEO, like give yourself permission to act like a CEO of your business, the CEO of your business. And if you think about CEOs or even like politicians in parliament, they have advisors and you want a team of advisors. And it doesn't mean that those people, you have to do what those people tell you or what they think that you should do. Because at the end of the day, you know your business best and you know yourself best, but they will help you to see things that you don't see, or they'll teach you things that you don't know about, or they'll guide you in a certain direction, or they'll mirror things back to you and help you through the days where you do get stuck, you know. And it's just such a lovely thing. Like, it's such a powerful thing to feel held and to feel supported and to have that regular support in your diary throughout the year as you grow your work. So that's my podcast on investing in support. I'd really encourage you to have a think about that for yourself and to think about how you'd like to feel in your supports as well. You know, that it doesn't have to be this, oh, you know, I have to invest in supports. Like, to really think about, oh, how would I like to feel with my supports? And for me, I feel really held. I feel really empowered with my support system. I don't work with anyone who I feel is trying to sort of unconsciously control my work, but rather some people who can really share the power in the room with me and who are interested in doing things in a different way, in a new way. I also work with people who are really, really good at helping me access my creativity and my spirituality in the process, and my strength when things are tough, and my own sort of inner compass. That's kind of what I, the types of supports I like to lean into. And I'm already looking ahead and thinking about supports that I will need, you know, next year and the year after for bigger projects that I have in the pipeline, which I'm not too worried about just yet, but I just have them in the back of my mind as like dreams, you know, to have when I can afford to do that. And if you are interested in, you know, working with me, I do support a very limited number of people professionally on a one-to-one basis. So you can contact me. You can book consult in my diary at lisadeyoungcoaching.com. I'll leave the link in the show notes. And if you're interested in professional training with me, I have the next course open for 2023. I have the waiting list open for that. Just pop your name on the waiting list. Again, the link is in the show notes for the menstrual cycle coaching and facilitation professional training. And I will be doing webinars over the summer with more information about that. And then we'll be opening that up for applications as well over the summer. So that's it for me. I wish you a lovely, lovely rest of your week. And if you have any questions or anything you want to add, just send me an email, lisa@lisadeyoungcoaching.com. And I will see you next week. Bye. Thank you for joining today's conversation. This community, these topics, and the stories I share are not possible without all of you being part of the journey. If you are interested in getting more support for your own personal process, head on over to my website, lisadeyoungcoaching.com, to book a consultation call with me. Or you can sign up for a free course there as well. And as always, please like, subscribe, and share this podcast with your friends. Lots of love for the week, and see you next time.